brothers and sisters? What, wine? I've been coming to this conference for, I don't know, a long time, 15 years maybe.
我还参加这个现代特会将近15年了。
I've been working with the teenagers for those times.
早年是跟少年人在一起。
And actually, this is my first time to be here speaking.
好像是第一次在跟大家来交通。
But I see a lot of my former students from the...
看到很多以前我的学生们。
So I feel right at home.
对，我觉得在家里的感觉。
I apologize. I know our brother Christian would have 10 messages on Jacob. I only have 3.
我们的弟兄讲雅各可以讲10个 message, 但我只能讲3次。
So you'll have to get the other 7 from our brother.
剩下来的7次你要问陈弟兄要。
But while we're together, I just want to look at Jacob at 3 different points in his life.
这次我要从雅各的3个方面来交通这位弟兄。
And see what we can discover about God.
然后我们来看神怎么样带我们。
We want to see Jacob as he meets God at Bethel.
我要看雅各在伯特利见到神。
And we want to see the second time Jacob as he meets God at Peniel.
第二次是雅各在这个皮努以勒遇见神。
And then finally we want to see Jacob back at Bethel 20 years later.
然后第三次是20年后他再回到伯特利。
So tonight we want to read from Genesis chapter 28, this first encounter of Jacob with the living God.
我们下面念第一次约瑟雅各在遇见神的地方。
Chapter 28, and we'll begin reading in verse 10.
28章10节创世纪。
Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran.
雅各出了别示巴向哈兰走去。
He came to a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set.
到了一个地方因为太阳落了。
And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place.
就在那里住宿，便持了那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧了，睡了。
He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants.
耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北展开，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我完成了向你所应许的。
Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
雅各睡醒了，说：“耶和华真的在这里，我竟不知道。”
He was afraid, and he said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的家，也是天的门。
So Jacob rose early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put under his head, and set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on its top.
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面。
And he called the name of that place Bethel, However, previously, the name of the city had been Luz.
他就给那个地方起名叫伯特利，但那个地方先名叫路斯。
Then Jacob made a vow saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me on this journey that I take, and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God.
雅各许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必耶和华为我的神。
This stone which I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
我所立为柱子的石头也必做神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And then we want to turn in John chapter 1 to verse 47.
我们下面看约翰福音第一章四十七节。
The Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 47.
约翰福音第一章四十七节。
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit.
耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说：“看哪、啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
Nathanael said to him, "Well, how do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you."
拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力，还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”
Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
拿但业说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Jesus answered and said to him, Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens open,And the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
耶稣对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。
And then we just want to read two verses in Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16.
十五十六两节。
Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16.
加拉太书一章十五十六两节。
But when God, who had set me apart, even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles,I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
天父，我们感谢你，你是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And you are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是我们的主耶稣基督的神。
And we, being in Christ, you are our Father as well.
我们今天在你儿子耶稣基督里，所以你是我们的天父。
Now tonight we ask that the Holy Spirit would open the Word of God to us so that we might see Jesus.
我们求你把你的话解开，让我们在你话中见你的儿子。
We thank you that in the Old Testament and in the New Testament we can see our precious Lord.
我们感谢赞美你在新约与旧约里头我们能够认识你的儿子。
We also want to learn how to walk in your new and living way.
而且你让我们来学习行走这条又新又活的路。
And so we take the anointing of the Holy Spirit as I speak tonight and as we listen together.
当我们今天交通你话语的时候我们求圣灵来帮助我们听的与讲的。
We pray thy will be done.Among us all here tonight.
我们求你自己的旨意能够行在我们中间今天晚上
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
靠主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. We are talking about knowing God. This is our theme.
这次我们大会的主题是认识神。
And knowing God runs throughout our life in an ever-deepening pattern.
这个认识神是在我们一生来学，而且越学越深。
It's like the children of Israel who have entered into the promised land. Every place they put their feet, they discover new things about their inheritance.
就好像以色列人进入迦南美地的时候，每一次把他们脚掌踏到一个地图，他们就学到一些新的功课。
And so we find that knowing the Lord is a lifelong process.
所以认识神的这件事情是我们一生学习的。
At the end of Paul's life, he says, I know whom I have believed.
保罗来到他的晚年，他说：“我知道我所信的是谁。”
What started out by faith became a knowledge, a full knowledge by experience.
开始是以信心开始，到后来就成为他们一生的一个经历，一个知识。
This is what the Lord desires for all of us.
这是耶稣对我们每一个人所期望的。
In Galatians chapter 1, in these two verses,
在加拉太书我们刚刚读的这两节圣经。
To me, we can see four dimensions of our initial knowing of God.
在这里，我们可以从四个角度来认识这两节圣经。
Paul talks about the time he was converted on the road to Damascus in these verses.
他讲到他在大马色被主改变的这个经历。
And he mentions a sequence of four things that had to do with his knowing of God.
在这两节圣经讲到他认识神有四个阶段。
First, there was the chosen.Knowing of God.
第一个是神的拣选，关于认识他。
But when God, who had set me apart even from my mother's womb,
十五节说，那把我从母腹里分别出来的。
We don't know exactly when Paul had this awareness that God had set him apart even from before his birth.
我们不知道保罗什么时候开始他了解。在他出生之前，神已经拣选了他。
But we can see that in our knowing of God, there is a prehistory.
所以我们知道一件事实，就是认识神的这件事情，有一段时间是发生在历史之前。
Before we know God, we are known in God.
我们还没有认识之前，神先知道我们。
But then there comes the day we are called by His grace.
然后就进到第二个阶段，我们被神呼召。
After being set apart, he says, he called me through his grace.
他在这里说他施恩召我。
On the road to Damascus, Paul was called to this new life, walking with his new Lord.
他走向大马色的路上的时候被神呼召到。
And then not only is there a calling, but there's also the revelation of the Lord Jesus.
不但神呼召他，而且神启示给他。
He was pleased to reveal his son in me.
他乐意将他的儿子启示在我里面。
So we see first the prehistory of the knowing of God.
所以我们看见有一段是在他的历史之前。
And then the calling by grace in his.
然后就进入他被神所呼召。
And the revelation of God.
第三段是神启示他自己。
And then the fourth, that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
第四段就是他被神叫他为在外邦人为他做见证。
Part of knowing God is the testimony that we have.
关于认识神的这件事，有一个部分是为神做见证。
Now God is known in you.
因为现在你在你的心里认识他，知道。
So Christ was revealed in Paul that he might in fact preach this to the Gentiles.
神把他自己启示在他里面，然后他来为神传讲这一个见证。
So it's not surprising that in the book of Acts, Paul's testimony is given five times.
所以在这个使徒行传里面讲到保罗的这一段经历有五次之多。
And I think I could safely say that if Paul only had one message to give in a given place, he would share his testimony of how he found the Lord on the road to Damascus.
所以我能够这样子大胆地说，保罗如果要讲什么重要的道，他都是讲到他这一次的大马色的经历。
So there are these four aspects in this verse regarding knowing God.
在这两节圣经里面有四个方面讲到他认识神。
We are chosen.
他被拣选
We are called
被呼召
He reveals himself
神启示
We have a testimony
然后他有一个见证
And when you look at the lives of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob You see all of these elements with, emphasized with the different men
然后我们回头来看亚伯拉罕、以 以撒、雅各这三个人也是有这四方面的经历，只是他的加重的点有所不同。
So with Abraham, we know about his calling and the revelation of the Lord of Glory.
在亚伯拉罕的身上，你看见神对他的呼召与神对他的启示。
But when we talk about Isaac, we know much more about his chosen prehistory.
在以撒的身上，你所看见的是他在他的历还没有出生之前的历史。
He was God's promised seed for 25 years before this seed ever came to pass.
因为在他出生之前25年，神已经预言到他将要。
And then, of course, because he was a son, we see his fruitfulness in everything that he does.
因为他是这个应许之子，所以他做的每一件事情，神都有丰富的祝福。
This was his testimony.
这是他的见证。
But in Jacob especially.There seems to be this emphasis upon his being chosen.
在雅各的身上，我们要特别看到他蒙拣选的这个特征。
If you read through the scriptures, often his name is mentioned as one who was chosen by God.
你在圣经里面，你常常看见这一个神拣选雅各的这个圣经。
Let's look at a few passages. One is in the Psalms.
我们来看几处圣经。第一是诗篇
Psalms 135
诗篇135篇
Just verse 4
第四节
For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself Israel for his own possession
耶和华拣选雅各归自己拣选以色列特作自己的儿子民
Isaiah chapter 44
以赛亚书的44章
Verse 1
第一节
But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen.
我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的以色列啊。
And in Romans chapter 9,
罗马书第九章。
Let's read verses 11 through 13.
我们从11到13节。
Romans chapter 9,
罗马九章。
For though the twins were not yet born and had not done anything good or bad.So that God's purpose, according to his election, would stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls. It was said to her, the older will serve the younger, just as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated.
十一节到十三节，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。神就对利百加说将来大的要服侍小的正如经上所记雅各是我所爱的以扫是我所恶的
God's election, God's choosing is a great mystery Jacob I have loved
神的拣选是一个奥秘他拣选雅各
And especially in Jacob's life this chosenness seems to come to the foreground
所以你在雅各的一生你能看得出来这一个神的预先的拣选是他的突出点
God's election is magnified in Jacob's life.
神的拣选在这个人的身上特别的强烈。
And this for two reasons.
有两个理由。
You can see that God chose Jacob because when God chose Jacob, he was not a worthy vessel.
第一，你看到神拣选这一个人的时候，这个人本身并不是一个配的器皿。
Whether God is talking to Israel as a whole or Jacob as an individual, they were never a worthy people, but God chose them because he loved them.
不管神讲到这个个人神对他的拣选也好或者指着这个民族神拣选他也好他们也好都不是因为他们配
The Lord Jesus chose his disciples
是耶稣基督自己主动的拣选他的门徒
We're surprised by his choice
神所拣选的常常使我们惊奇
Not many spiritually intelligent
不是什么很聪明的属灵人
Not many gifted
也不是很有恩赐的人
Also in 1 Corinthians, Paul says God did not choose many noble and worthy people.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗告诉我们，神的拣选有尊贵的不多，有地位的不多。
It magnifies God's love when you see whom He chooses.
所以从神所拣选的对象里面，你能够看得出来神奇妙的爱。
But it also magnifies God's wisdom when you see how He changes them.
然后第二个特征，你就会看得出来。神拣选这一些人怎么样奇妙地改变他们显出神的智慧
In the end you say Ah Jacob that was the right choice after all
所以你看完他的一生之后你能够从心里面发出说神啊你这个拣选是对的
Nobody would have believed it at the beginning
在开始来看这件事情呢，没有一个人会相信。
And is that not true with us as well?
你现在想到我们个人不也是如此吗？
Many people look at me and they say, did God make the right choice?
神，每个人看到我的时候就说，神啊，你有没有选错人呢？
We'll have to wait to the end and find out.
到底你就看出来了。
But if God can transform such a vessel, well, God's power is magnified and glorified.
所以神借着拣选这样的人能够改变他们，就显出神的能力，他的智慧。
So every time you mention that Jacob is a chosen one,
所以圣经里面每次提到他蒙拣选，
people say, oh, that was impossible.
人就会说，哎，这怎么可能呢？
But they also take hope.
但是从他的身上看到希望。
And so should we.
我们也应当如此。
Now, because the emphasis regarding Jacob is first about his chosenness, and then afterwards about his testimony.
所以看完他的蒙拣选，然后你就看到他一生的见证。
I want to begin by just touching on this matter of chosen prehistory.
我们先来看看这一个他在他的还没有出生之前的历史。
Now, we don't understand
this. 当然我们并不是很懂。
How could we be chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world?
我们这些人怎么能够在创世之前已经在基督里面神拣选我们呢？
And even when God calls us, we're so surprised that he chose us.
甚至当神呼召我们的时候，我们都吓了一跳，神怎么会看上我这块料子？
But before he ever called us, he already had his eye on us.
但是在我们根本不知道这件事情，神老早在创世以前就看中我们了。
You remember in John chapter 1, we read of Nathanael's surprise that Jesus knew him.
你在我们刚刚读的约翰福音第一章里面，拿但业被主耶稣看选中的时候，他是何等的稀奇，他居然认识他。
What was the Lord saying to Nathanael? He said, an Israelite in whom is no God.
主耶稣说到拿但业说，这个是真以色列人，心中没有诡诈。
He was saying, an Israelite with no Jacob.
这个以色列人没有雅各的毛病。
Nathanael said, how did you know me?
拿但业说，你怎么知道我？
You see, Nathanael was very surprised that the Lord already knew who he was.
所以拿但业很吃惊，主耶稣怎么认识他？
Those vessels that are chosen have a prehistory.
这些蒙拣选的人都是有一个在历史之前就有的故事。
As I said, I wonder if Paul thoughtAnd thought back on his early days before he was a Christian, how he was sensing God drawing him.
我不知道保罗在他还没有蒙恩之前，他那段时间有没有一个感觉，好像神在吸引他。
Probably as Paul looked back, he could see from his earliest days, he was set on a different course than the rest of his friends.
他等蒙恩以后，他回头去想早年的事情，可能他就能够察觉神已经把他从众人中间开始把他分别出来。
And many times the saints confess that before they were ever called, there was something drawing, there was something in their prehistory.
你听到其他圣徒们的见证，你也往往发现这些圣徒们为神做见证的时候，他们常常就说到，回头想到他们信主之前，神老早就已经在那里吸引他们，分别他们。
You remember when the Lord apprehended Jeremiah?
你记得在旧约里面神怎么样拣选耶利米先知？
And the Jeremiah gave the same excuse I always got back in the teenage class. I'm too young.
他神拣选耶利米的时候，他就说我年轻少年人，我太年轻了。
But God said, while you were being formed in your mother's womb, I knew you already.
但是神就对耶利米说，你在母腹里面的时候我就知道你了。
And David says virtually the same thing in that famous Psalm 139.
大卫在诗篇一百三十九篇里面也有相似的见证。
God was there when I was formed in the inward parts.
我在母腹中，神就暗中把我形成。
There's a mysterious prehistory to our lives.
在我们一生中有一段时间是一个奥秘，在我们出生之前就有。
In this last year, I've had the opportunity. I've read maybe 15 biographies this year.
今年我读了十五个自传。
And I'm struck by how many of these servants of God had some sense in their prehistory that God was calling them, setting them apart way before they were saved.
这些人都有一个这样相同的经历，就是在他们出生之前，他们已经有这种神的恩典在他们身上。
Now, if you didn't have that sense, don't feel bad about it.
如果你没有这种经历，不要觉得太伤心。
I think Jacob may have had this sense.
我想雅各有这个经历。
But Abraham didn't.
亚伯拉罕就没有这个经历。
Abraham was just walking along one day, and God revealed himself and called him.
亚伯拉罕在路上走路的时候，神抓住他。
At least we don't know any prehistory.
圣经没有讲到这个亚伯拉罕的以前的故事。
And I have to confess that I am more in the Abraham camp than the Jacob camp.
我大概跟亚伯拉罕属于这一类的。
I was not seeking God when he saved me.
当主救我的时候，我根本没有要心有心要找神。
But Jacob was always seeking God.
但是雅各就不一样，他一直在那里，从小就是要找神。
Well, now I know I'll have to prove that tonight, so let's go.
当然我要证明给你们听。
Okay. One of the things that we know when somebody is chosen is often they have an unusual birth.
这些被拣选的人，他们的出生就很特别。
Now, those of you laughing, did you have an unusual birth? Is that right?
你们在笑的人是不是你们就是这样子的？
You know, often a child who wasn't expected to live and miraculously came through later on, they served the Lord.
很多在出生的时候不能够活，但是后来神把他活了，所以后来他们侍奉神。
Now, you remember when Rebecca was pregnant, there was a great struggling in her womb.
她的母亲怀这两个人的时候，她的肚子里面就吵架了。
Well, let's look back in Genesis chapter 25.
25章创世纪。
There was a great struggling within her.
在她的这个肚子里就有这个大的斗争。
And it was so bad.
是斗得很厉害。
In verse 22 of chapter 25.
22节。
But the children struggled together within her, and she said, If this is so, why am I this way? So she went to inquire of the Lord.
孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说：“若是这样，我为什么活着呢？”他就问主。
Sorry, often the sign of somebody who's chosen is there's great travail in their beginning.
这些蒙主拣选的人常常有一个这个特征，就是受很大的苦，怀胎之苦。
So she inquired of the Lord, and she received this prophecy.
所以当他求问耶和华的时候，耶和华就对他说了
：“The Lord said to her, Two nations are in your womb.” Two peoples will be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.
两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来。这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小。
And into Rebecca's heart came this thought: the younger one is the chosen one of God.
所以在她的母亲的心里面，她就已经还没有出生前，她就知道了，将来的小的要服侍大的。
Now, the second remarkable thing that set his birth apart as unusual
第二个特点
was that when he was born, you could see his character trait already. He was grabbing his brother's heel.
他出生的时候，他就抓着他哥哥的那个脚跟。
Now, it's unusual to see a child's character trait from the moment they're born.
你很少看到小孩的特点从他出生就表露出来。
Many times we have a happy baby, we call him happy, then he turns out to be a mean baby.
有的时候这个孩子出生，我们叫他叫快乐，但是结果他并不快乐。
But from the very beginning, this was Jacob.
他一出来就是标准的这个抓的人。
All babies are grabbers, but especially Jacob, he's always grabbing.
所以这个雅各呢，就是如他的名字，他就是抓。
And then so he was named that.
他命名的时候就是抓。
Very unusual beginning.
这是一个很特殊的起点。
But in all of the Jacob's young life, there was a pursuing, a seeking for the things of God.
所以你可以看到他从他小开始就有一个特征，就是在那里寻求神的事情。
We don't actually know too much about his growing up, but we can surmise a few things.
我们不知道太多关于他幼年期，但是我们大概可以揣摩一下。
He heard the stories of his grandfather Abraham.
他一定从小就听到他祖父的故事。
How God appeared to him.
神怎么样向他的祖父显现。
Told him to leave the Ur of Chaldees and go to a land.
怎么样离开加勒底的乌尔。
All the stories of his victory.
然后他这一生在路上的胜利。
His accumulations of wealth.
然后他怎么样变成怎么样的富有
？The different names he discovered of God.
然后他的一生怎么样发现神许多的不同的名字
？The promises that were given to Abraham.
然后神怎么样应许给了我们的祖父
？And the long ordeal over Isaac's birth.
他为了要生这个以撒，这有多大的挣扎痛苦
？You know, those early people were very blessed because they had no television.
早年的这些人很有福气，因为他们没有电视。
So the children would always say, Daddy, tell me the story of Abraham again.
所以孩子常常叫爸爸讲讲他们以前祖父的故事给他们听。
Now, Isaac had his own perspective on Abraham's story.
所以我相信这个雅各从小对这个祖父就有一他自己的观点。
And it's an interesting fact that Isaac's God was known as the fear of Isaac.
他的特点是这个
The fear of Isaac. Yeah. Let's turn to chapter 31, verse 42.
31章42节。
When Jacob is testifying about the God of his fathers,
当这他讲到这个见证的时候
，He mentions here in verse 42, if the God of my father, the God of Abraham, 31:42. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been for me, surely now you would have been sent away empty-handed. But God has seen my affliction and the toil of my hands, and has rendered judgment this night.
42节，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必定打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。
And in verse 53 of the same chapter, we also have this phrase, the fear of Isaac.
52节也有同样的一句话，就是雅各所敬畏的神。Yes, 以撒，对不起。
Does it say that in Chinese?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then our Bibles are good, huh?
圣经还是不错的。
But what does that mean?
什么意思？
You know, every time Jacob saw Isaac talking about God, perhaps he saw some fear come into Isaac's eyes.
那么每一次他的父亲讲到这位神的时候，他为什么有一个印象，这个是这个可畏的神呢？因为好像在以撒的眼中可以看见这件事情。
Now I have my own theory why this happened.
我有我的理论。
It's because the first time Isaac met God is when he was wrapped up on top of the altar, getting ready to be killed.
他第一次见到神的时候，可能就是被他爸爸捆在那个柴上要砍的时候，他神救他的。
So whenever he talked about God, he said, he started stuttering and he got the nervous.
所以每一次要讲到那一次的经历，他就很紧张。
We know this that Isaac feared God.
所以这个以撒是一个敬畏神的人。
The God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac.
这个亚伯拉罕的神与以撒的敬畏。
So maybe Jacob would say, Mommy, you tell me the stories of Abraham.
所以他又问他的母亲说，你告诉我这个亚伯拉罕的故事。
Isaac was a marked man because of that offering experience. He was a man alive from the dead.
这个以撒的这个特别的经历使他是被标出来讲到这个复活的经历。
But what happened to Jacob when he heard these stories?
但是当雅各听到这个故事的时候，他有什么反应？
His desire grew.
他里面就有一种兴趣。
His ambition grew.
他里面就有一个心智。
He wanted to be part of this heritage.
他要跟这一个传统有一个关系。
He wanted to be part of this living God.
他要跟这位活的神有关系。
Now brothers and sisters, Esau heard the same story.
他的哥哥听到同样的故事。
Had no desire.
但是毫无兴趣。
Didn't want to seek the things of God.
他对寻求神的这件事情没有不动心。
He even despised them.
甚至他轻视这件事。
He was a carnal man.
因为他是一个属肉体的人。
Only interested in hunting and the things of this world.
他打猎有兴趣，世界的事情有兴趣。
But when the stories were told, Jacob found a hunger rising in his heart.
但是这个故事就让这一个雅各从里面有一种饥渴。
Then one day, I don't know, maybe he was 12 years old.
可能到了十二岁左右吧。
Rebecca told him the secret.
妈妈就把秘密告诉他了。
When you were kicking around in my womb,
当你在我肚子里面踢来踢去的时候
,God told me,
神就对我说
,that Esau would serve you.
你哥哥要服侍你。
Now his ambition really began to grow.
然后他就更有一种雄心了。
Because probably Esau was stronger than Jacob and used to bully him around.
哥哥比他壮，把他推来推去的。
But Jacob said, one day I'll get even.
现在从神的话里面我可以报仇了。
And he believed this word.
他相信神所说的。
He believed this promise.
他相信这个应许。
And so his desire grew.
所以他的兴趣就越来越浓。
Now we don't, when we say he was, had a hunger for the things of God, we know of course, he had a hunger for the outward thing, most likely.
当然我们说到这个时候，年幼他心里面所向往的这个神的祝福，大部分都是指的外表的事情吧。
But at least he was willing to live in tents like his father.
但是起码他对他父亲的生活方式住在帐篷里是接受的。
You know, children only understand the outward thing anyway.
小孩子他只能懂这种外表的事情。
I remember the first time I went as a visitor to the Richmond Conference in Richmond, Virginia, many years ago.
好多年前，当我第一次去这个。Richmond 的这一个特会
and actually I went one year. The next year I went with my family. You know,
第一年是我自己去的，第二年我就跟家里一起去。
Now I remember one of my sons, one of my young sons.
我的小儿子
，He watched me go through the campus, and everybody said, "Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan."
大家都跟我打招呼。
He says, "Everybody knows you. You're so popular."
我的小儿子就跟我说，哎呀，好像大家都认识你，实在是一个受欢迎的人物。
Of course, I knew.Everybody knew me because everybody was praying for me that I could find God's living way, you know?
我自己心里知道这些弟兄姊妹认识我是因为他们在为我带祷。
But the child only sees the outward thing.
那么但是孩子所看见的是表面。
And I also have had some times of difficulty in ministry with provisions and things at various different times.
在那个时候我其实正我跟我的家人正在一个非常痛困难的这个摸索的阶段。
And again, the children never can understand.
当然孩子们那个时候根本不懂我在我的痛苦
Why can't I have these things? Why can't we be like everybody else?
我怎么不能够跟别的孩子一样能够有这些东西呢
And all they saw was the, you know, the, that side of the outward things. But they didn't know of the grace and the joy that was in my heart in serving the Lord.
他们所看到是外面的难处但是不知道我心里面在服侍主里面的喜乐
So Jacob could only see the outward things of this inheritance.
所以这个孩子雅各他也是一样他看见的就是这个家庭的这些外面的神的祝福
But there was more than just the outward drawing
当然神的祝福比外面的祝福还要更深更多
And we also believe his relationship to his father had an effect on his desire
而且他与他父亲的关系也是对他有很大的影响
His father preferred Esau
他爸爸偏心老大
This hurts a child.
对这个老二来讲是很受伤的。
Jacob maybe felt unloved.
所以他可能觉得爸爸不喜欢他。
Cheated.
而且觉得好像爸爸骗了他。
Now, of course, it says that Rebecca loved Jacob.
那母亲就偏爱他。
But of course, all mommies love their boys.
那当然每个妈妈都爱自己的儿子。
But the boy wants to be loved by his dad.
但这个老二希望能够被得到爸爸的宠爱。
But daddy always preferred Esau.
但是这个爸爸总是喜欢老大。
And this rejection caused perhaps even more of a desire in his heart.
所以这一个受伤的感觉使他更趋向于寻求神。
I remember this wonderful Jewish story.
我记得有一个很有意思的犹太人的故事。
There's a story told about two teenage Jewish boys who met in New York playing baseball.
这个故事讲到两个犹太人的少年他们都在打棒球在纽约
and one was the son of an orthodox rabbi the other was a liberal Jew
一个是一个这个正统犹太教的拉比的儿子一个是自由派的这个犹太人的儿子
well anyway these two boys got to know each other and despite their different background they began to like each other
他们虽然来自两个不同背景的家庭可是他们两个在一起就很好朋友
and eventually the orthodox boy brought this other boy in to visit the rabbi the orthodox rabbi
那么有一天呢这一个犹太教的这一个儿子呢就把他这个好朋友带来见见这个巴巴做拉比的
Now, this Jewish boy had never seen everybody with the long beards and the strange clothes
那么这个孩子从来没有看见过这些正宗犹太教的这些服饰穿起来他们总觉得怪怪的
He was surprised to see his own friend wearing these things
他也很奇异看到他的好朋友也穿到这些衣服
And he discovered his friend had a photographic memory and knew all not only of the Torah but also the works of the rabbis
所以他就惊奇地发现他这个好朋友他的记忆力能够把摩西五经还有许多这些教父的这些著作都背在他的脑海里。
Anyway, they began to talk to the rabbi.
所以他们就开始跟这一个拉比呢对话。
And the rabbi became friends with this other boy.
所以这个父亲呢就很喜欢这个新来的少年人。
Asked him questions, talked to him, treated him kindly.
所以就问他很多的问题，对他非常的非常照顾。
And finally, at the end of the story, the Orthodox boy cries out in anger at his father.
那么结果这个拉比的儿子呢，反而就很生气了，就对他的爸爸很不满意。
He says, "Why do you love this boy more than you love me?
你怎么爱他比爱我还多呢
？You never showed me affection; you show him affection.
你对他非常亲热，对我冷冰冰啊。
And then the rabbi reveals his secret.
所以这个父亲呢，就对这个儿子说话了。
He said, "Son, I love you more than my life."
儿子啊，我爱你比我爱我的性命还多。
When you were a little child, I made a vow.
但是当你还是小的时候，我跟神许了个愿。
I would withhold my affection from you.
我要把我对你的爱，这个收回。
Because I knew this pain was the pain that you would need in order to seek God.
以这样的痛苦加在你身上，使你趋向于神。
He said, "Son, I love you the most of all."
说心里的话，我是最爱你。
And of course, they hugged, and that's the end of the story.
所以他们父子就拥抱，这个故事结束到这里。
You know, often, even in the chosen vessel, there are circumstances and things in their life, a sense of lack, that causes them to push and seek the things of God.
所以你都看到，一个被神所拣选，他们常常有一些经历是表面来看是不好的，但是实际上这个不好的经历却逼使他们趋向于神。
Now the difference was, for Jacob, there was a formula.
在这个雅各的身上，你可以看到一个公式。
He was a seeker.
他是一个寻找者，寻求者。
Plus an opportunity.
然后现在有一个机会来到他。
Equals grabbing.
然后就变成抓。
And so he would say, "This is mine.
这是我的。
This birthright belongs to me.
这个长子的名分应该是我的。
I'm going to take it.
我要抓住。
This is the way Jacob was.
这就是雅各。
Now, why do I bring this up?
为什么我讲这件事呢
？Oh, we say, "Oh, Jacob was such a sinner; he's a grabber."
我们平常认为这是一个罪人，他就是专门抓来抓去。
But here is the startling discovery.
这里有一个很重要的事。
God loves grabbers.
神爱抓的人。
He fashioned Jacob into a grabber.
是神把他今天造成这个样子。
He would have to teach Jacob how to grab the right way, not the wrong way.
只是现在神要教他的是。抓该抓的，不要抓，抓错了。
But he loves a grabber.
但是神是爱这个抓的人。
Because don't you see, grabbing is a vital part of living faith.
因为这个抓是我们这个活泼信心的重要的成分。
You know, when our brother was sharing last night, when we look at the God of Abraham,
我们弟兄昨天晚上讲到亚伯拉罕的神，
we see in Abraham himself a revelation of God's fatherhood.
在亚伯拉罕身上，我们就看见神启示关于父这个部分。
Now maybe this would startle you,
but when 可能你会吓一跳。
When we look at Jacob,
现在你看到雅各
，we see God is a grabber.
你就看到神自己抓住这个人。
He loves grabbers.
他也爱抓的人。
When we grab the right way,
如果当然我们抓对的话。
This is how we need to be transformed.
现在神要把我们教会。
God would never say, "Jacob, if you're going to follow me, cut your hands off."
神从来没对雅各说你要跟随我的话把你的手割掉
No, because this grabbing is faith
因为这个抓的行动是信心的一个部分
Now first of all, they're seeking
当然第一步是寻找
God loves seekers, right?
神爱那寻找他的人
Seek and you shall find
寻找叫寻见
Seek first the kingdom of heaven
先寻找他的国
God loves a seeker
因为神爱寻找的人
David said when you said to me seek my face my heart said your face I will seek
大卫做这个见证当神说你要寻找我的面的时候我就向神说是的我正要寻求你的面
God loves seekers
神爱寻找他的人
Moses, David, Paul, seekers
不管摩西也好大卫也好大保罗也好这些都是寻找他的人
Rebecca with the turmoil in her womb sought God
那么刚刚一百家这个母亲当她的这个孩子在里面打架的时候她寻找寻求神
And when we look in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6
希伯来书十一章 六节。
We see that seeking is a part of faith.
这个寻求是信心的一个部分。
Verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信神是，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
So seeking is essential.
所以寻找是很重要的。
But if it stops with seeking, faith has not been realized.
但是如果是停留在这个阶段，信心并没有完成。
Seeking, faith is not realized unless the seeker has become a grabber.
所以这个寻找的人必须进入第二个阶段，变成抓的人。
And so Joshua had to put his foot down on the ground. That's faith.
像约书亚在这个迦南地，他要把他的脚踏下去，这是信心。
Jesus says, "You must say to the mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea.'"
耶稣对他的门徒说，对着山说，移开到投在海里。这个事情就要成就。
And we remember Paul in chapter 3 of Philippians when he shares his autobiography.
保罗在腓立比书三章讲到他自己的自传。
What does Paul say he's doing?
保罗怎么样说到他自己？
He's pressing forward.
他说我是竭力追求。
To lay hold.
要得住。
To grab.
要抓住。
That for which he was grabbed.
那个抓住我的。
God grabbed him.
神先抓住他。
Now he's grabbing God.
现在他要抓住神。
This is a wonderful purpose for life.
这是生命中最奇妙的事。
This is faith.
这是信心。
It has its reality when a grabber seeks and grabs.
所以这个一个要抓的人今天来抓住神。
Now I'm using this word grab in English. It's a very tough word.
这个字英文字是一个很强烈的字。
Because grabbing is the first stage to becoming a possessor.
你要成为一个拥有者的话，你必须先要成为一个抓的人。
What's the difference between a grabber and a possessor?
那么，一个抓的人跟一个拥有者有什么区别呢？
You see, the whole difference is the motivation.
它的差别是在动机。
A grabber is grabbing for himself.
一个抓的人是为他自己来抓的。
He grabs quickly for himself.
他为了他自己很快来抓。
A possessor is laying hold of something beyond him.
但是一个拥有者的话是要超越他自己本身
The plan for his life
那个他整个的一生
God's purpose for him
是神在他身上的一生
Even God himself
甚至包括神自己
But it starts out with grabbing
但是他的起点是抓
And Jacob was transformed from being a grabber into being a possessor
所以神今天在这一个人身上所做的工作是把雅各从一个抓的人变成一个拥有的人。
His name was changed to Israel.
他的名字从雅各改成以色列。
Because now he prevailed with God and with man.
因为神为他做见证，你与人与神相争都得胜。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
It means he grabbed, he warred, he was victorious.
因为他紧紧的抓，他得胜。
And this is faith.
这是信心。
And God loves this kind of faith.
但是神就是喜欢这样的信心。
God himself is a possessor.
因为神是一个拥有者。
And so we see in Jacob's early days, we don't see God disciplining Jacob's hand.
所以你在这个雅各的身上你看不见神训练去对付他的手。
On the contrary, we see God helping Jacob grab what belonged to him.
相反你看见神倒是帮助他去抓住那个应该属于他的。
Now, do you find that hard to believe?
难以相信吧。
You think, oh, God would never help somebody grab like that. No, no.
神绝对不会帮助他抓住这些玩意儿。
Ah, but he did.
神是有帮助他。
Now, let's talk about this birthright and this blessing.
我们就来看这个长子的名分来说。
All right, now, the birthright, there's a problem. It belongs to Esau.
这个长子的名分是属于哥哥的。
Esau is the older, it belongs to him.
因为他年纪大，所以他应该是长子。
But Jacob desires it.
但是这个老二要这个东西。
And God wants to give it to the one who desires it.
那么神就是要把这个东西给那个要的人。
What are we going to do?
那怎么办呢？
God made some soup.
神就准备了一碗汤。
Now, of course, Jacob made the soup.
当然是这个雅各烧的汤。
He was a good Chinese man. He could make soup.
他煮的很好的汤。
Now, listen. Jacob did not make this as a plan to trap Esau. No, no. He would have made steaks if this was the case.
他并没有预先预谋要做煮这碗汤。如果他有预谋，他 烤一个这个牛排给他吃的。
He just made some soup.
他只是煮了一碗汤而已。
But God engineered the arrangement of Esau's hunger.
但是神却准备了这个哥哥的饥饿的肚皮。
And when he came and said, please give me some of that soup.
所以当哥哥闻到这个香的时候说，哎，这个汤给我喝喝。
Jacob says, here's my opportunity.
这个弟弟马上说，哎，机会来了。
By faith, I'll move the mountain.
靠着信心我要向这个山说话了。
He says, my soup is for sale.
我的汤卖啊。
Look in it, it's red, looks just like you.
颜色跟你一样啊。
And Esau said, okay, what do you want for it?
说哥哥说，那你要什么？
Your birthright.
长子名分。
Esau says, my birthright, what use is my birthright anyway?
哥哥就说，哎，长子名分有什么用啊？
He was already wealthy.
他已经很有钱了。
Why live in tents?
为什么住在帐篷里呢？
What's this business, God of Abraham, fear of Isaac? What is this?
这个什么亚伯拉罕的神，雅各，这个以撒的敬畏，对我有什么益处？
Okay, okay, you can have my birthright.
好，你要就给你吧。
Jacob says, no, here, sign, right here, on the...
签字才算数，签名签名。
And so Esau ate the soup and left his birthright.
所以呢，以扫就喝了这个汤，长子的名分就卖了。
Now you see, you and I, we blame Jacob.
我们就责备这个雅各。
But let's be clear about the word of God. It blames Esau.
但是神却不是这样，神就责备以扫。
Look in Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章去创世纪。
I don't want you to believe me. I just want you to see this.
看圣经怎么说。
And chapter 25, verse 34.
34节。
Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went on his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给他，给了以扫。以扫吃了喝了，并起来走了。这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
Now you know, brothers and sisters, when we talk about this mystery of being chosen, there's that verse quoted in Romans: Jacob I love, Esau I hate.
我们讲到神的拣选，我们刚刚引用了罗马书所说的，神爱雅各，恶以扫。
But this is not what God said before their birth. He just said the older would serve the younger.
神在先是说了，小的要服，大的要服侍小的。
Actually, Jacob I loved and Esau I hated came from the book of Malachi.
这句话，雅各是我喜爱的，以扫是我恶的。这句话是从。
And the statement about Esau I hated has to do with a consistent history of Esau of despising the things of God.
所以这一句话在这个马拉基书的时候是根据于这个人的一生的历史，他一直不断的轻视神的事物。
He never says of any man before they're born, I hate that person.
神从来没有在一个人还没有出生以前就说我恶这个人。
But if a man's history is contrary to the things of God, God says, I hate him.
所以如果这个人在他的一生中他的历史跟神的旨意是违背的话，神才会下一个结论，我恶他，我恨恶他。
What do you think of a man who despises his birthright, who despises the things of God, who despises the God of Abraham and Isaac?
所以你想想看，如果一个人对他的长子的名分没有兴趣，对神也没有兴趣，对神一切所有的事情都轻视的话，神会说什么？
Esau abdicated his birthright.
所以在这里你可以看得出来，这个以扫是一个自动放权的一个人。
Jacob just took the opportunity.
只是雅各抓住机会而已。
You businessmen understand that.
你们做生意的人就懂吗？
Now there was an immediate second problem.
第二个问题。
And the second problem was this.Isaac's eyes had gone dim.
那么这个爸爸的这个视力越来越弱。
In chapter 27 and verse 1.
27章第一节。
Now it came about when Isaac was old and his eyes were too dim to see that he called his older Esau and said to him, My son, and he said, Here I am.
以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫他大儿子以扫来，说我儿以扫，我在这里。
This dimness of his eyes was more than physical.
这句话，眼睛昏花，不是单单指着他肉体的眼睛的问题。
Even though he was Abraham's son, his eyes had grown dim to the purpose of God.
他虽然是亚伯拉罕的儿子，但是他的 心灵的眼睛对神的旨意也开始昏了。
And he looked at his two sons, and he couldn't see that the one was spiritual and the other was carnal.
因为他没有办法区别这两个儿子，一个是属灵的，一个是属肉体。
And not only that, he decided to bless his carnal son.
他心里面已经决定好要祝福这一个属肉体的儿子。
Which means either he had forgotten the word at the birth, or he didn't believe the word at the birth.
这个举动就证明他要不然就是忘掉了神在这个儿子出生之前所说过的话，或者他不相信神当年说了这个话。
So he said, "Oh, Esau, please go and fix me that bear claw, you know."
他就对他的大儿子说，哎，给我煮个熊掌汤来吃吃。
And Esau said, "There's no bears in this wood."
这里没有熊。
But so Esau went out to hunt and fix this wonderful meal.
但不管怎么样，这个儿子呢，就出去打猎，煮了一顿非常好吃的美味。
But thank God for Rebecca.
这里他的妈妈，我们要为他感谢主。
Now don't say Rebecca was bad.
不要说他的妈妈不好。
She was a deceiver.
她是一个骗人的人。
But she believed the word of God.
但是她却相信主的话。
She said this can't happen.
这个怎么可能呢？
Esau can't get the blessing.
这个哥哥不能得祝福的。
Now, Jacob, here, you put this stuff on your hands, and I'll fix the food, and we'll just have to do this.
所以这个妈妈就跟这个儿子串联了。
Now, you say that Jacob, this is Jacob's fault. He's the deceiver.
那么这是这个雅各的不好错。
But he said, Mom, I don't want to do this. What if my dad discovers this?
这个小儿子说，如果爸爸发现这个阴谋怎么办？
He says, if daddy discovers this, he's going to curse me.
爸爸如果发现这个东西的话，他要咒诅我的。
She said, "Well, then let his curse come on me. You're going to do this."
那妈妈就顶过来说，让这个咒诅归到我，但是你还是得做这件事。
Now, all your mamas, you mamas, you want your boys to be obedient, don't you?
所以你这做妈妈都要儿子顺服。
This was an act of obedience.
所以这个儿子是听了妈妈的话。
Jacob went in there, and he was afraid.
这个小儿子进去发抖啊。
He couldn't even imitate Esau's voice. His voice was cracking with fear. This is Esau.
他就讲说我是以扫，但是声音是发抖的。
Isaac would say, "Wait a minute, who's this talking?"
爸爸就说，哎，这是谁啊？谁在讲话？
But then he felt the furry arms. Says, Esau.
然后摸摸他这个毛的手，说啊，对对对，这就老大。
And after he ate the meal, he says, "Come, my son, so I can bless you."
所以吃完了这顿美味之后，他说：“儿子来啊，我要祝福你了。”
And he blessed Jacob.
所以他就祝福了雅各。
Just when Jacob left the room, in comes Esau.
当这个老二刚刚走出去，老大进来了。
But we know that God was behind this.
我们就知道神在这个后面主导这一切。
Don't think this was tricky Jacob. This was God behind this.
是神的意思。
You know how we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Chapter 27, verse 33.
27:32.
Now when Esau came in the room, let's read verse 32.
32.
Now Isaac, his father, said to him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau."
他父亲以扫对他说，你是谁？他说，我是你的儿子，长子以扫。
Then Isaac trembled violently and said, "Who was he then that hunted game and brought it to me so that I ate it before you came and blessed him? Yes, and he shall be blessed."
以扫就大大的震惊，说，你未来之前是谁得了？也未拿来给我呢，我已经吃了，为他祝福，他将来也必蒙福。
Now why did Isaac tremble?
为什么这一个以撒发抖
？You think he was mad at Jacob?
是他生气呢
？He trembled because he realized this was God.
他颤抖，因为他知道这是神。
The fear of Isaac had overruled him.
这个以撒的敬畏。使他颤抖。
And so he said, and he will be blessed.
所以他才会说，这个儿子是要被祝福的。
See, he realized that God was behind him.
所以他知道这是神在后面。
That God's purposes were unchangeable.
因为神的旨意老早定规就是这样，不能改的。
And so we see in chapter 28, when he sends out Jacob, he blesses Jacob with the blessing of Abraham.
所以到28章，这个父亲打发这个儿子走的时候，就用他阿伯拉罕的祝福来祝福这个儿子。
Let's just read a few verses in chapter 28, verses 3 and 4 and 5.
我们看28章3、4、5三节圣经。
May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you so that you become a company of peoples. May he also give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your descendants with you. that you may possess the land of your sojourning, which God gave to Abraham.
愿全能的神赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为多族，将应许亚伯拉罕的福赐给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所寄居的地为业，就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地。
Well, now do you agree with me? God helped Jacob.
你同意我的说法吗？神帮助雅各。
All right. Well, you see, God allowed His purpose to stand despite any hindrance that was in the way.
总而言之，神不管周围的环境有多少的拦阻，神总是让他的旨意最后实现。
Now, the more important question I want to ask is, are you a Jacob?
现在最重要的问题是，你是一个雅各吗？
Are you a grabber?
你是一个抓的人吗？
Would to God there were more Jacobs. I wish there were more Jacobs.
我但愿我们有更多的雅各在这里。
You know, we have pictured Jacob as a sinner.
我们常常把雅各看成一个罪人。
He was fleshly, he was a grabber.
他是很属肉体，是一个抓的人。
God is going to discipline him.
神是管教他。
But you know, this Jacob is not a sinner as in we think of a sinner, a bad sinner.
但是你不要忘记，他雅各是罪人，但是不是我们想象中那样的坏人。
Jacob was a child who grew up in a godly home.
这个孩子是长在一个很敬畏神的家庭里头。
Are you such a Jacob?
你的家庭是这样的。
Did you grow up in a godly home?
你是不是长在一个敬畏神的家庭里面？
Of all the teenagers, those are the sneakiest I know.
我们在座所有的少年人都是很有两下子的人。
They know how to pretend to be Christian.
他们假装自己是基督徒。
But these young ones who grow up in a godly home, they always have believed.
这些长在基督徒家庭里面的，他们从小其实都是说相信的。
You know, Jacob grew up believing the stories of Abraham, believing in this God, even though he'd never met.
你如果去看这个兄弟的故事，他们从小在这个家庭里面长大，爸爸妈妈所讲的故事他们都相信的。
Many of the young people that I meet in these conferences, from the earliest age, they believe in Jesus. They believe in the Bible. They believe in God.
这些年我在这些少年孩子们中间做工，我碰到他们，我都知道这些孩子都相信耶稣的。
Many of them believed in Jesus when they were so small they can hardly remember.
他们从小自己都记不得，但是他们，我见到他们，他们都是相信耶稣。
Now they're jealous of Abraham because of his revelation.
当然，他们很羡慕这个亚伯拉罕的启示。
They're jealous of Paul because he gets shot down with light on the road to Damascus.
他们也羡慕这个扫罗在大马色路上得到这一个天上来的异象。
But if you are a chosen vessel raised in the godly home, maybe all your life you've been seeking after God, seeking.
你如果是长在这样的一个家神的家庭里头，你一直有一个愿望，你要寻找神，认识神。
As I'm reading these biographies, many of these men felt the desire to be a minister or a missionary before they were ever saved.
我读的这些传记，这些神所使用的仆人，在他们还没有得救以前，他们已经有一个愿望，要成为一个牧师也好，一个宣道士也好。
They always had some sense of spiritual destiny in their lives.They were trained from the youngest day.
从他们幼年的时候就被训练起来，他们对他们未来有一种憧憬。
I think this is who Jacob was.
我想，这就是我们这里看到的。
He wasn't
雅各。
He wasn't some bad street kid.
他不是街上的那些问题儿童。
He was a seeker after God.
他是一个寻求神的孩子。
Who tried to attain the things of God by the wrong way.
他想要得着神，但是用的手段是不对的。
The problems of such seekers like this who grow up in the godly home.
这些从小长在基督徒家庭里面的这些人的问题是什么呢？
The problem they always have is knowing the reality of the things they believe.
就是怎么样知道他们所信的，但是又能够摸到他的那一个属灵的实际。
I can tell you story after story of young people who are 16 years old who've been saved for 10 years.But they're not sure they're saved.
我可以告诉你很多很多这样的故事，我所碰到的这些少年人，他们16岁了，他们6岁就认识相信耶稣， 可是到了十六岁，对他们自己的救恩的把握都还没有办法肯定。
They've heard that when they come to Jesus, He forgives their sins, but they still feel so sinful. They're not sure they're really forgiven.
他们老早就信了耶稣，也知道耶稣赦免他们的罪。可是到了那个年纪的时候，他们到底他们怎么在犯罪的时候，神能够赦免他的罪，还没有这个把握。
This is the problem of the Jacob raised up in the godly home.
所以这样就是雅各从小长大的这一类青少年人的问题。
They're seeking and seeking.
他们一直在找。
But now let me ask you, if you're such a child.
现在我来问在座，如果你是这样的孩子，
Are you a seeker?
你是寻求神的吗？
Are you a grabber?
或者你是一个抓的人吗？
I think sometimes we raise our children up, they're so afraid to grab for Jesus.
我们害怕我们的孩子做那一个抓住耶稣的人。
They're paralyzed that they'll do something wrong.
因为你害怕他做错了。
But you know,If you will grab according to faith, as best you understand it, God transforms your life.
但是你要相信一件事情，你如果是用信心要来抓耶稣的话，耶稣来负责，他会把你改变。
Dear young brothers and sisters, only when you try to grab God will He grab you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，只有当你来要抓住神的话，神抓住你。
You can be a seeker all your life and never find.
你可以寻求你一辈子，但是你从来没有找到。
Unless your hunger grows to where you grab for God.
直到有一天你开始抓住神。
And then He can grab you.
然后他抓住你。
Do you see this is the battle?
这是一个征战。
And so Jacob had to come to this place in his life as well.
所以你在雅各的身上你就看到他必须来到这个生命的一个点上。
He believed the promises.
他相信这些应许。
He believed in the God of Abraham and Isaac.
他相信这个亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。
But he needed to meet the God of Abraham.
到他自己亲身遇见这位神。
And that's what happened at Bethel.
这就是他在这个伯特利的经历。
Now it's interesting, the Lord often has to isolate a person for revelation. I call it isolation for revelation.
常常神必须把我们放在一个孤单的环境里面，让我们得着启示。
We see him there at Bethel all alone, sleeping on a rock.
这里圣经告诉我们，他一个人在旷野里面。在这个伯特利
He had to leave his mama.
他离开了他的母亲。
He's running from his brother.
他逃他的哥哥。
Maybe he's wondering, what is the value of this birthright and blessing? I have nothing and I'm running away.
他可能在路上的那边很后悔，他得这个长子的名分干嘛跑到如此田地。
He's beginning to search for himself.
他在那里寻找他的答案。
So many of our young people, God has to send them to college or someplace to isolate them for revelation.
有的时候我们把孩子送到一个大学里面，他变成一个孤单的人，但是他可以得到启示。
Because faith cannot be living faith without a seeing of the living God.
信心没有办法成为一个活的，除非你看见这个活的神。
You see, that's what's missing in this formula of faith when it's seeking and grabbing.
所以在这一个公式的里头，你开始做一个寻求的人，后面变成一个抓的人，中间缺了一环。
It has to be seeking, finding, and grabbing.
你中间要缺的这一环是找到。
And to those who seek, they shall find.
因为圣经告诉我们，寻求的要寻见。
So on this night under the stars here in Bethel.
所以这个晚上在伯特利的地方，
God appeared.
神向他显现。
He said, I am the God of Abraham and Isaac.
神对他说，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒的神。
He met the God of grace.
所以他在这里遇见这个恩典的主。
Of course, he was fearful. He said, what a dreadful place.
当然他害怕，他说这是一个可怕的地方。
He'd heard about God, but now that he sees God, it's a very scary thing.
他听见神是一回事，但是现在看见神是另外一回事。
But the gate of heaven had been opened.
但是不管怎么样，天的门向他打开。
He saw the ladder. He saw the angels going up and down.
所以他看见这个通天的梯子，有使者上去下来。
And he said, "This is the house of God."
啊，这是神的家。
What he means is, "This is the inside operation. I've seen it all now."
这是神家内部的运作。
You know, God is in the heavenlies. His angels are working day and night, all the time, but we can't see.
啊，神是住在天上，但是他的使者上去下来，很忙很忙，我们平常看不见。
But when God opened the gate of heaven, suddenly Jacob saw, "Oh, look! There goes an answer to prayer coming down, and there goes a prayer going up, and there's all the business of God going up and down, up and down."
所以神开他的眼睛，他看见这个从这个门里面看见天上的景观，这个天使带着祷告上去，又带着工作下来，上啊下，上啊下。
He said, "God was in this place. I didn't even know it. Look at this, up and down, up and down."
他就惊叹说，我根本就不知道神原来就在这里。
You know, God is very busy in this auditorium tonight, up and down, up and down.
所以你如果看得见的话，神今天在我们中间非常的忙碌，上啊下，上啊下。
It's when somebody sees the living God, then you can grab hold of it.
现在是有没有人抓住这个机会？
You see, the grabbing has to have substance. You have to have something to grab.
抓必须有东西给你抓。
Just a seeker and a grabber grabs the wind half the time.
那很多的时候，这些寻求者在抓，抓的是空气。
But when you see the Lord, why do you see the Lord?
你为什么要看见神？
Because He's made Himself grabbable for you.
因为神已经把他自己变成一个你能够抓得到的神。
Can you believe the Lord wants to be grabbed hold of by you?
你相不相信这位神愿意被你抓住？
Think of this big God. He said, Jacob, I'm going to give you everything.
你能想象这位神应许雅各说， 我要把所有的都给你。
This land where you're lying, it's all yours.
你躺的这块地， 这块地都是你的。
Go wherever you want, I'll go with you.
你不管去哪里， 我要跟你去。
I'll bring you back to this place.
我将来有一天把你带回来。
I'll keep you safe.
我要保守你平安。
I'm your God too, not just Abraham and Isaac.
我不但是你父亲的神， 我也是你的神。
Take hold of me.
抓住我。
I'll make you a blessing to all the nations, he said.
我要把成你成为万国的祝福。
Jacob says, an opportunity.
雅各说机会来了。The
one thing he knows how to do.
就是抓。
Now, how much is he going to grab of God?
他要抓，怎么抓这个事？
All this free grace.
这么多的免费的恩典。
He says, let me live by the law. I'll make an if condition.
我还是靠点律法比较灵光，我
And now my deal with you is conditional.
下列是我跟你打交道的条件。
He knows, he knows backloaded funds where you pay at the end.
You know? 他知道这个我先上车后买票。
So he says, if you go with me,
如果你跟我走,
if you give me clothes,
如果你给我穿,
food,
你给我吃,
and protect me,
又保护我,
and if you get me back,
如果有一天你又把我带回来,
I'm in for 10%.
我给你十分之一。
Such a deal God can't resist.
这么好的买卖神都没有办法拒绝。
Jacob grabbed everything.
他抓了满手。
He says, no, no, I don't want to grab too much. It'll cost me too much.
我不要抓得太多, 代价太高。
You see, whenever you grab, it costs you something.
当然你要知道你抓什么就要付什么代价。
He wanted to grab now, pay later. So this was his deal.
所以他是说我现在抓以后再付代价再说吧。
Then he said, this pillar I'm setting up right here.
这里有一个石柱。
This pillar is me.
这就是我。
This is the house of God.
这是神的家。
I saw it, the ladder was right here.
我在这里看到天梯。
If you get me back here,
如果你把我带到这里来,
I'll be the house of God right here.
我就在这里建一个神的家。
And so he anointed this pillar, set it up and called it Bethel.
所以他就在这里浇上油, 然后他叫这个地方叫伯特利。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
why did God appear to Jacob?
为什么神向他显现?
He must really want the house of God.
因为神要这个神的家。
Jacob just said, your house, it's a heavenly house. There's angels, there's ladders, there's things going on which nobody can see down here.
雅各说这个神的家没有人看得见，但是实际上就在这里。
But today, pillar on this earth. Here is a location for the house of God.
现在我要把它变成很具体。这里有一个石柱，这里就是神的家。
A day of the angels rejoiced.
天上的天使都在快乐。
This man was willing to commit himself to the house of God.
因为这里有一个地上有一个人把他自己的一生朝这个神的家而摆上。
He set up this pillar as a testimony. This is the house of God.
这个石柱就是见证。
Of course, he had very little idea what that meant.
当然他的概念里面毫无概念什么叫做神的家。
House of God was something between him and God and the angels and a ladder.
对他来讲,这个神的家就是有个梯子,有个神,有天使上来下去。
He didn't know the ladder was Jesus.
他根本就不知道这个天梯就是指着耶稣所。
But Nathaniel learned the ladder was Jesus.
当然后来到新约,拿但也知道这个。
Look at it closely, you'll see the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
耶稣自己说, 在人子的身上, 天使使者上去下来。
But he set up a pillar that day.
不管怎样,他在这里立了一个石柱。
Thank God for a grabber.
谢谢神,有这里有一个抓的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, you live in various different places.
弟兄姊妹,大家都住在不同的地方。
Have you set up a pillar?
你有没有立下一个石柱？
I know there's a lot of meeting places, a lot of assemblies all over the place. Have you set up a pillar for what God wants?
我知道有许许多不同的聚会点，但是现在今天问题是，有没有人在这里立一个石柱说，这里必须成为神的家？
Has he opened up the heaven to you?
神的天有没有向你打开？
Do you see who Jesus is?
你有没有真的认识耶稣是谁？
Do you see his purpose for the house of God?
你有没有看见他对他的家的目的是什么？
Have you put a pillar there?
你有没有把你这个石柱放下来？
That's what it means to grab.
这就是抓的意思。
Are you seeking and seeking and looking for some other place?
或者你到东找找西找找？
Has God put you out over here by yourself?
或者把你放在孤零零一个人？
Could that be God's purpose?
这就是神的旨意吗？
Does he want you to put something there?
是不是神要在这里立一个什么呢？
Take hold of something there?
要你这里抓住一个件事情。
Does God have a purpose for your life?
神在你身上有一个旨意吗？
But we have so many seekers.
我们有很多的寻求者。
We need more finders.
但是我们今天要的是找到了没有？
We need some possessors.
我们今天需要一个拥有者。
That's why we need to start with Jacob.
所以我们要从雅各开始。
That's why I like young people. They're Jacobs.
所以我们在座青年都是雅各。
They're not trying to act like Israel.
他们并不假装自己是以色列。
They're just Jacobs.
他们就是赤裸裸的雅各。
When they see Jesus, they grab.
他看见耶稣就抓。
Oh, this is faith.
这是信心。
God desires to be grabbed.
神愿意被我们抓住。
But remember, whatever you grab, grabs you.
但是你要记住，你抓住什么，什么就抓住你。
And Jacob didn't know what he was doing when he grabbed onto God.
雅各并不知道他抓住神会发生什么事。
But next time we see God, 20 years later, God's got a hold of Jacob.
但是你如果看得远20年的时候，你就知道神抓住他。
Do you have the faith to seek to find this Lord Jesus?
你有没有这样的信心？你寻找，你寻见。
Some people say he's never revealed himself to me.
有些人跟我说，耶稣从来没有把他自己启示给我。
I just ask one question.
我就问一个问题。
If the Lord Jesus reveals himself to you tonight, would you grab hold of him?
如果今天晚上耶稣向你启示他的自己，你抓住他吗？
Don't you be afraid.
不要害怕。
Let God transform you.
让这位主改变你。
Don't try to transform yourself.
你不要尝试改变你自己。
You believe in God.
你要相信他。
You take hold of him.
你抓住他。
God wants his purpose on this earth today.
今天神要在这个地上完成他的目的。
We don't know how long we have.
我们并不知道前面还有几天。
But we can't be perpetual seekers.
我们不能作为一个永远在那边只是寻找的人。
Too fearful to ever stake the claim.
而我们害怕站住抓住。
Oh, may the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord deliver us from such paralysis.
愿神把我们从这种紧张的状态里面 解放出来。
Do you love Jesus so much you'd be willing to make a mistake for him?
你愿不愿意因为爱主爱了这么多，你不怕犯任何的错误？
He'll take anything that you give him and turn it around.
因为神能够把你不管交在他手里的什么事情，把他整个的改变过来。
May the Lord give us a revelation of Bethel.
愿神把伯特利的意象。
He's willing to reveal himself to his chosen ones.
他愿意把他自己启示给这些蒙拣选的儿女。
Because he longs for Bethel.
因为神的心是向往伯特利。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, I know tonight here you have a large investment.
主，我深深的知道你在我们中间有很大的投资。
Many souls chosen and called and saved.
许多的灵魂是被你拣选，是被你呼召，被你拯救的。
Many seekers are here tonight.
很多寻找你的人在这里。
But Lord, without that living revelation, we can't walk in faith.
但是主啊，没有这个活的启示，我们没有办法行在这个信心里。
Lord, we pray that you would reveal yourself to us this weekend.
主啊，我们向你祷告，求你在这个周末里面把你自己启示给我们。
That you would bring us back to Bethel.
把我们带到伯特利来。
And that we could know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as our God as well.
我们能够认识这位亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，也是我们的神。
Lord, deliver the fearful ones so that they can exercise their hands of faith.
主啊，拯救我们这些心里害怕的人，让我们能够运用信心来抓住你。
And for those who have seen you.
对那些已经看认识你的人
，Help them lay hold，
让他们紧紧地抓住你
，Without fear lay hold，
而不是在那里害怕而已。
For all that you desire to do in this day，
让你在我们上所完成要完成的工作，让我们紧紧地抓住。
Lord， we know that you love us，
主啊，我们知道你爱我们。
We know that you've chosen us before the foundation of the world.
我们也相信在创世之前，你已经拣选了我们。
There's a purpose in eternity for all of us being here on this globe.
在永世里面已经定规了这个旨意，让我们今天存在在这个世界上。
Oh, set us on this pilgrimage for the house of God.
主啊，把我们放在这个神家的旨意的道路上。
Have mercy on us and teach us these things, Lord. We're slow to learn.
求你向我们施恩，我们实在是一个学习很慢的人。
And in this new generation, let there be living faith.
主啊，我们为这新的一代祷告，让我们的弟兄姊妹有活的信心。
Lord, we pray, help us in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.